There is something a little strange about the personal histories of the very first disciples of Jesus Christ. If you study the New Testament with a little care, you can rather easily see that their human stories can be divided into two rather distinct phases. In phase one, they first encounter Jesus. They are certainly challenged by his teaching and profoundly intrigued by his personality. They begin to take the first steps of discipleship. Some of them even leave all things for his sake. They leave home. They abandon their old jobs. They become disciples or students of Jesus, whom they recognize as their teacher and their guide. They follow Jesus. They become a community gathered together under his authority. They listen intently to his words. But it is also obvious that they do not yet understand much of what he is saying. When Jesus was arrested, they nearly all fled in terror. In the face of the catastrophe of the cross, they trembled behind locked doors and inside their still narrow and tightly closed minds. They really had never fully understood Jesus, nor had they comprehended who he really was. In fact, they were quite ready, perhaps even eager, to simply go back to their old lives before they met Jesus, return to their former jobs and way of living, of thinking, of believing. So what in the world was it that so dramatically transformed those frightened and timid men, those folks as weak and human as us, into bold, courageous apostles, ready to travel to the ends of the earth to announce the good news and to fearlessly face persecution, even martyrdom, out of love for Jesus? There are two events in the stories of those first disciples that carried them from the timidity of phase one into the fearless conviction of phase two. First of all, they encountered the risen Christ. They saw Jesus, who had truly died on the cross and was truly risen from the dead. This was no ghost or merely a mystical vision. Those hard-headed fishermen actually heard him speak. They saw his wounds. They touched him, and they ate and drank with him. Now, with absolute conviction, they would call him my Lord and my God. But there was still another life-changing experience that would guide their continuing journey of conversion and effect a complete and absolute transformation. Remember, before Jesus suffered and died, he told his disciples that he had much more to teach them, but he knew they were not yet ready or able to bear it. So he promised to send another advocate, the Spirit of Truth, the Paraclete, who would teach them all things. And after he ascended to the right hand of his Father, Jesus perfectly fulfilled this great promise. 2,000 years ago, on this very night, on the vigil of Pentecost, Blessed Mary gathered together with the apostles, watched and prayed for that wondrous outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Early the next morning, suddenly, the house began to shake as if from a mighty wind, and then tongues of fire came down upon their heads. The Spirit of God, who forever unites the love of the Father to that of His only begotten Son, that Creator Spirit, the Lord and Giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, the third person of the Most Holy Trinity, who with the Father and the Son is ever to be worshipped and glorified, that same Holy Spirit overshadowed them, filled them, transformed them, and empowered them. They threw open the windows and the doors, and like men on fire, they began to announce the gospel and to preach the resurrection. The crowds gathered together for the festival thought they must be drunk with new wine. Well, in a certain sense, they were drunk, but drunk with the new wine of the kingdom, intoxicated by the Holy Spirit, filled with overflowing with all the gifts of the Spirit. On Pentecost Sunday, the Catholic and Apostolic Church was born, filled with wisdom and counsel, fortitude and knowledge, piety and reverence, awe before the glory of the Lord. Those disciples became apostles, born again through water and the Holy Spirit. They no longer owned their own lives. God owned and possessed them. From now on, their time and their talent belonged to the Lord and would be used for His kingdom. Pentecost and all the transforming, comforting power of the Holy Spirit had changed absolutely everything about them. They became a new people, God's holy people, a people set apart. My spiritual sons and daughters, my fellow Catholics, my dear friends in Christ, I am more and more convinced that today our church, the Church of Peoria, needs a phase two of conversion and a profound renewal of all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Why do we rest when so many still do not know the Lord? Why are we passive when even many Catholics have drifted away from the true faith? Why are so many folks hungry and naked, homeless and poor, sick and burdened by awful addictions or serious illness? Do we as a church then grow weary of generosity and tired of being servers? Why do we allow judges and politicians to persecute Christ's church while they exempt themselves from the current crimes of this state and its own institutions? Why do we often fail to stand up and defend our faith when the holiest things of our religion are grossly and relentlessly mocked by Hollywood, on television, across the mass media? Read the national press. Watch the Discovery Channel or the National Geographic Channel. Our immigrant ancestors, as weak and poor as they were, would not have tolerated for an instant such relentless and hateful attacks on Christ and His holy church. Now that Catholics are richer and some welcome in the country club, we seem to have lost our voices. Why do we keep silence? Whom do we fear? Whom do we wish to impress? If we were ever to really live in the power of our faith, we must begin to seek a richer encounter with the risen Christ. We must recognize in his glorious wounds the great price of our salvation, and with absolute assurance live in the conviction we have nothing to fear. Christ is risen, and sin and death are overturned. Christ is risen, and the world, the flesh, and the devil have been truly and utterly defeated. If we were to live in the power of that victory, the grace and glory of heaven would begin even now. Our minds would be illuminated. Our hearts would be set on fire. Our strength and energy unleashed for the glory of God and the service of our neighbor. We would truly know amazing grace and a peace beyond all telling. But for our conversion to really take place, we would need to beg from God a profound, life-changing renewal of the Pentecost gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, folks, what would happen if on this night of prayer and vigil, assembled in company with the Mother of Jesus, here in the Cathedral of St. Mary, like those disciples of old once gathered with Mary in the upper room, what if we were to pray together for a new Pentecost? Remember the power of the Spirit. It was the Spirit of God that hovered over the primordial waters, and a world evolved from chaos. Remember, it was the Holy Spirit who guided the patriarchs, filled the judges and kings with strength, inspired the prophets and sages. Remember, it was the Holy Spirit who overshadowed the Virgin Mary when the Word became flesh. Remember, it was the Holy Spirit who came down upon Jesus at the River Jordan, when the voice of God declared, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." Remember, it was the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead and descended upon the apostles. It is the Holy Spirit who forgives sins. It is the Holy Spirit who inspires preachers and teachers and empowers the sacraments. It is the Holy Spirit who pleads for the church with unspeakable words of intercession. Remember, the Holy Spirit is God, is a God who would dwell within our hearts as if we were temples, if only we would ask him. So let us all pray together for a second phase of our conversion, a deeper experience of the Spirit of God, for a new evangelization and a new springtime of faith. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of the faithful. Enkindle within them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth.